Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey's holding it down for us on the boards. He's in New York City. Thank you so much for tuning in to CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for being locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. This is the beginning. This is when I get started every single weekday. At 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Shout out to all my folks in the West Coast, the Midwest, the mountains, the desert, the South, the North, everywhere. Canada, what's up, Canada? And a lot of love to the guy yesterday who called from Alaska and said, hey, JR, we're part of America too. Damn it, we know. Just takes a while to get there. What's up, Anchorage and Willow and Fairbanks? Shout outs to everybody up in Alaska. Good stuff. Anyway, you want to participate in the show? Good. Listen very carefully. We got a phone number. It works. Sometimes you can't get through because the lines be jumping. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Me, I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Everywhere on social media. You can just go ahead and find the JR Sport Brief. Not that difficult. There's a lot that we will discuss as the show goes on. This is the start of March Madness. We can thank the first four for this. We got coaches joining us. We have experts joining us. How about this? In about 20 minutes, the head coach of the JMU Dukes. Shout outs to Virginia. My cousin went to that school. He just graduated. Mark Byington is going to come through and join us. JMU's getting ready to take on Wisconsin. Conference champions at the Sun Belt. There's a lot of people who are looking at them saying they're going to knock off Wisconsin. We're going to talk to Coach in about 20 minutes. For JMU, James Madison University, you got to put respect on the whole name, right? This is the first time that they've been in a tournament in more than a decade. We got to go back to 2013. I know math because this is 2024. Not that difficult. We'll talk to Coach in about 20 minutes from now. Next hour, we're going to talk to an expert. Knows a little bit more about everything going on in March Madness. John Fanta is going to come through. He keeps up with March Madness and the NCAA basketball tournament. Everything college basketball. Courtesy of Fox Sports. So that should be fun to talk to John. That's coming up next hour. Some other news here that we're going to crack into. I see the New York Jets got Aaron Rodgers a new weapon. Looks like Mike Williams has agreed to a one-year deal, $15 million. Good for him. Chase Young, we told you about this yesterday. Chase Young is signing with the New Orleans Saints. And it's been reported that he already has a neck procedure scheduled. If I remember correctly, he had a neck procedure last year for the Commanders before he got traded to the 49ers. And look, I guess they feel fine about the guy's neck. No concern for me, none at all. This sounds crazy. Major League Baseball starts its season a few hours from now. Okay, look, about 12 hours from now, Major League Baseball is going to get its season kicked off in Seoul, South Korea. You got the Dodgers out there, and then you have the Padres with no Blake Snell, because Blake Snell is a little bit of a turncoat. Blake Snell is now hanging out with the Giants, got himself a new two-year deal that he can opt out of in the first year. I think he's making about 32 per. Brandon Ayuk is utilizing social media, trying to get his way out of San Francisco if they don't give him a contract. Jerry Jeudy has a contract. I can't believe it. We'll talk about it. Netflix is doing a show on wide receivers. And we don't just have one first four game today. We got two of them. Wagner and Howard are going to get things kicked off in March Madness this hour. And then later on tonight, later on this evening, Colorado State and Virginia go at it as they try to head into the tournament and potentially be one of the first teams that just get knocked out. Sorry for being so negative. And speaking of getting knocked out, wild news today, as Clemson is also trying to bounce out of the ACC. Shout out to all my folks down in Tallahassee. They're trying to get the hell on out as well. Everybody's trying to leave the ACC. They want the money. They want the money. Everybody wants the money. Speaking of money, maybe I just gave him a new nickname, maybe not. Ryan Hickey, how you doing?
Wow, I'm honored that you say speaking of money and then go right to my name. I don't know what I've done to earn that title, but thank you.
Do I call you now Ryan Money Hickey? Money Ryan Hickey? Which one is it? Ryan Ooh. Money?
Well, I mean, there is one guy out there, Matt Money Smith, for the Chargers. I don't know if that's TM'd or not. So I don't know if I can go Ryan Money Hickey. I don't know if it's like, you know, infringement there.
Nobody cares about that guy. No, it doesn't matter. No.
Ryan Money Hickey. Let's go.
Ryan
you said
Money
it.
Hickey.
I like it.
I'll try to remember it for the future, okay?
Don't forget.
I'm trying not to. Forgive me. There's so much going on. How you doing this afternoon, this evening? You all right?
I am good. I'm not getting knocked out. I'm not getting sued. Apparently now I fell into some money, or at least fake it like I have some money. So honestly, JR, this Tuesday has been going pretty well so far.
The heck you talking? Not getting knocked out? What are you referring to?
Well, you saying before. You know, Clemson, you said, knocked speaking out. Of getting knocked out.
Oh,
Clemson,
yeah.
Just kind of playing off your teases for the show today.
I understand. Okay, I get it. Well, you know what? Speaking of getting kicked out, and we're going to get into March Madness. We even got some All-Americans who were announced. No big shock here. Let's take a listen to, I don't want to say there's so much negativity, but here we got March Madness going on. In college football, I don't want to say it's still stealing a part of the shine, because they actually got two bits of news. I guess one is negative, and then the other one kind of illustrates why everybody is trying to, quote unquote, move around. So I told you, yeah, Clemson is trying to get out of the ACC. Let's take a listen to the news. This is 7 News WSPA giving us the details on Clemson suing its own conference to leave.
Breaking news, Clemson University has filed a lawsuit against the Atlantic Coast Conference to explore moving to another conference. According to Pickens County Court records, where the suit was filed this morning, the university challenged the ACC's withdrawal penalty for a school to leave of $140 million. The suit also challenges the ACC holding media rights to home football games through 2036.
Clemson said the fees for us to leave is too much. Y'all charge too much damn money for us to leave. Hickey, is this only hilarious to me, or is this to anybody else? Because it takes two to tango. Like, Clemson had the signness, and now they're like, it's too much.
That's like with anyone these days, right? You sign a contract, and a year later, it's, we are being held hostage. This is ridiculous. Whoever would have thought about it?
What did you compare it to? Marriage?
Oh, sorry, being held hostage?
Oh, being held marriage, right? No, not the same thing.
I just say kind of things in life, but I mean, there are people out there that definitely can view marriage in that light, for sure.
Oh, touche. Not you or me, because I'm not married, and neither are you.
That's right, not us.
Yeah, not
but
us.
Other people, of course, out there.
We'll leave that interpretation to married folks. It's just wild that everybody smells and sees the money, and they're just like, okay, it's time to go. Y'all are charging us too much money to leave, and so we're going to sue you for charging us too much money so we can leave. And why does a school like Florida State want to leave the ACC? Well, it's simple math, because they can make money by joining other conferences. Maybe the SEC, maybe the Big Ten. Today, ESPN, in the college football playoff, they announced a new contract worth about $8 billion. That means that ESPN, Disney, ABC, they're basically going to broadcast the playoff until 2032. Let me say that again. $8 billion. And so you want to know why a school like Clemson wants to leave and get a bigger piece of the media pie year-round and not just for a playoff? There's your answer. Clemson is ticked off. They're out here suing. Meanwhile, Pat McAfee, he's on ESPN, and he's just like, oh, yeah, more football. Listen to how happy he is.
It is official. The College Football Playoff Committee and ESPN have officially signed an extension for exclusive media rights for ESPN and Disney properties to be until 2031, 2032, the entire thing. And what Jimmy Pitaro, Bob Iger, and Burke Magnus said is, ESPN is the home of college football because we love college football. We don't care if there's other networks broadcasting other conferences and they were able to make better deals with other conferences, because we think that only makes college football better, and we love the sport of college football. ESPN willing to invest, I think.
Yeah.
Billions.
Billions
of dollars into this. We are obviously incredibly lucky to be a part of ESPN during this time. And I think although college football is transitioning rapidly in front of our eyes, and they're going to have to put guardrails on NIL and figure out the best things for the student human athletes going forward and for the good of the game going forward, know that ESPN is committed to making sure that if the teams make the Final 12 or the Final 14, that it'll be done with professionalism, class, and an excitement about a sport that hopefully we can prove no other network has. This is awesome. Yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is, I told you, this is why Clemson and Florida State, they want to leave. They want to pay to exit, and then they want to go ahead and take a bigger share of the pie. Or at least they want to lower the exit so somebody else can come through and pay it for them. It's just a wild world that we live in. And yeah, we got March Madness. We got the first game kicking off in about 30 minutes. We got Wagner. We have Howard. And it's the same thing going on over there. That's why they're talking about an expansion of March Madness, which would be just absolutely ridiculous if you ask me. But it's a money grab. And so one thing I just heard Pat McAfee say is that this is going to be beneficial to the schools and the conferences. And yeah, it's going to be beneficial to the athletes. The last time I checked, and maybe something will change between now and 2032. Still sounds weird to say 2032. Damn. Hickey, when you think of 2032, doesn't it sound, does it make you feel old a little bit? Maybe? No?
I feel like it sounds like we're never going to get there. Feels like so far in the future.
2024? Oh. Yeah, let's get through the rest of this year first. Good point. Man, when you think about 2032 and what could change in just the college basketball and college football landscape, Let's really think about this. From college football's perspective, we already are going from a four-team college football playoff expanding to 12 teams, and then ultimately, likely, moving straight on to 14 in a two-year gap. And so if you got to think about now to 2032, makes absolutely zero sense what changes could happen. I can tell you what change I'd like to happen. Forget all this conference moving and player movement. We know it's free agency. We know it's all the wild, wild west. Yesterday, we talked about how ridiculous it is that the transfer portal is open in college basketball for basically the loser teams, while the teams that made the tournament got to just basically stand pat. Like, it's nuts. The only change that should happen between now and 2032, let the players get a piece of the pie. NIL is not enough. NIL ain't enough. Putting them in these video games is not enough. Give them a piece of the pie. Let them participate in the money that they're making. There is no college basketball. There is no tournament without the players. Give them their due. If they quit tomorrow, not that they would because they're not a part of a union, no large voting body, we'd have no tournament. We'd have no games. Give them a percentage. But when it comes down to $8 billion, who the hell wants to share that? The answer is nobody. Doesn't mean it's right. Oh, there's going to be a lot of changes between now and 2032. Clemson, Florida State might be out of the ACC. The ACC might not even exist. SEC might take over more than the Southeast, take over the damn world. We've got other conferences stretching from the West Coast to the East Coast. Welcome to March Madness. Hey, it's a run for money as well. I can't wait. Wagner and Howard getting underway in about 30 minutes. Listen, while I'm here on air, we're going to keep you up to date as well with all of the action going on in March Madness. You know what? The whole station, everybody here, will keep you up to date. CBS Sports Radio will keep you up to date with March Madness. A matter of fact, when we come back from the break, we're going to get real in tune with March Madness. We're going to have a conversation with someone whose team will be competing this upcoming Friday. Mark Byington, who's the head coach of JMU, the Dukes. He's going to join us on the other side. What is a 12th seed going to do against a 5th seed, Wisconsin? We're going to talk to head coach Mark Byington of the JMU Dukes on the other side. We are just getting started. We're just getting warmed up. Go tell your friends from Virginia. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car in Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh.
I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. You just heard it, yeah. JMU is back to dancing, getting into the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2013, solidifying that berth, winning the Sun Belt, beating Arkansas State about a week ago, 91-71. To talk about their entrance into the big dance, what we can look forward to, what's going to happen this Friday, their approach, and it all, we're talking to the man in charge of it all, the head coach of JMU, the Dukes, Mark Byington. Coach Mark, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You know, hearing that intro actually gives me chills. I haven't really watched the game or seen anything from that, but I love that, and I hope there's more to come.
Well, listen, well, let's talk about getting into that moment. You know, you have your experiences and your time down here in Georgia with Georgia Southern, and now you've been able to help turn things around for James Madison in the 4 years that you've been here. What did you take from that first experience that you really implemented now at JMU?
Well, it's so hard to get here at our level. And, you know, I was there at 7 years at Georgia Southern, and I thought at minimum 3 years, maybe four, but at least 3 years that we could have been there at Georgia Southern. My second year, we had 2 3-pointers that went off the back rim that would have put us in the NCAA tournament. And I would have kept Ron Hunter from tearing his Achilles, but I think he'd probably rather have the torn Achilles if one of those threes went in. And then, you know, a couple of years later, I had another guy that, you know, a major guy. We couldn't make the run we wanted to. And by last year at Georgia Southern, COVID hit. And when we were hot, we were one of the final four teams. We won, and I thought we had everything that felt good. So When you're like that at our level, it just makes you appreciate when you get here, because it's not always the best team. You know, I think with our wins, our success this year, we've proved that. But many times at our level, it's not the best team that gets there. So you got to be appreciative when you get there.
Head coach of JMU, Mark Byington, is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The win last week to win the Sun Belt, that was last week. You guys got off on a very interesting start by knocking off the Spartans to start off the year 79-76 in overtime. And there's a little bit of a family affair that's involved in how you guys even got that matchup. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we had to play a guarantee game like a lot of teams are at a level. We had to bring money in for a school. And my choice in that is, you know, to play a team that's regional. And those teams are a couple Big Ten teams and SEC and ACC, and we couldn't get any of them to play us. Nobody within driving distance. We tried every single one of them. And so we had to use a favor. My assistant, Matt Buckland, his uncle is Tom Izzo. And I was we're kind of figuring out, like, where are we going to have to go to try to find a guarantee game? And he's like, I'll call my uncle. And sure enough, they were having trouble finding an opening team in their place. I think they won some crazy amount of games in November, so people were excited about going there. But I think both of us a little bit desperate. It worked out, and we went and played, and it was a heck of a game, an overtime game to start the season, and got the win there. And ever since there, I told our guys after that game that this is not going to be our biggest game. It's not going to be our best memory. And I'm glad I was right, because we had a lot more since then, and the best was yet to come.
Well, listen, you guys were able to reel off 14 consecutive victories after knocking off Michigan State to open up the season. What did that do for your confidence, that opening game? I think you guys were the first to 14 victories, period. What did that do for the team? How did you see them grow?
Well, when you're in that situation, and it was first for me too, and a lot of coaches don't go through it, so I was blessed to go through it. But when you're in the top 25 for 8 weeks and you're at our level, it is a lot of pressure. And I can say it wasn't. I could tell my guys, I know you don't feel it, but you're lying. Because we know if we lose, we're out, and we're not coming back. And sure enough, I mean, with everything we've done, we've won 31 games. I think the latest AP poll, I think we're 30 or 31. So, you know, once you lose, you're not coming back. But what you're getting at that time, you're getting everybody's best shot. You're getting their best media marketing and attendance and everything else. And what it did for us, it sharpened us. It made us get even more focused. It made us get better. We knew that was coming. And it takes a special group of guys. But my guys embraced the pressure. They liked it.
Without a shadow of a doubt, Mark Byington, head coach of JMU, is joining us. Well, you guys have won the Sun Belt. You did that. You got a game. You're going dancing. It's this Friday night against Wisconsin. Given all the success that you have had throughout the course of the season and in last week winning the Sun Belt, how do you kind of keep things tempered and even knowing that you got a few more days to wait?
Well, we had a long break. I mean, we haven't played since last Monday. And so as a coach, you're worried about everything. Are we going to be sharp enough? And what do we got to do to stay ready? And then you got the excitement selection Sunday, and you know you're in, but you don't know who you're playing or where you're going. And then you found out Wisconsin, and as a coach, you're like all excited and everything else. And then you start watching film of them, and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's going to be a tough game. And they're big. I think they got a pro on their team, an AJ Store, terrific point guard. Seven-footers, like, you know, so you're excited, but then it's like, all right, let's get back to work, let's get focused, and let's take our shot.
I understand that. Now, Coach, there are going to be a lot of people in the country who, despite your success, are going to be tuning in for the first time. What can people look forward to when they watch JMU? What are some points of emphasis for people who have never seen the squad?
Well, I can tell you what we've been so far this season, and I hope it's what carries over in the NCAA. We got a veteran team. I got older guys, and you mentioned Georgia. I got two terrific players that are from the state of Georgia, both from Atlanta, and TJ Bickerstaff and Terrence Edwards. Both of them are all-conference players, and Terrence Edwards was player of the year. And then I have an older guy, Noah Friedel, came from South Dakota. You know, I brought in grad transfers, and I got a fifth-year guy, Julian Wooden. So we're an older team, and you know, my guys have been through a lot. I mean, when you go through life, I mean, I tell guys throughout the season, I was like, keep learning, but you go through life, and these guys have kept learning, and they've taken experiences, whether good and bad, and learned from them, and it's put them at this spot. And, you know, we're a fast-paced team. We score a lot of points. You know, it's going to be hard against Wisconsin because they slow it down. But we're free-flowing. We let it fly. We're aggressive, and we go after it.
Coach, you talk about Terrence Edwards from here in Atlanta. This man is very experienced. You talk about 4 years. He's dropping about 17, 18 points a game. How important is it, especially with all the changes and the transfer portal, that you can have some continuity with a guy?
It's extremely important. And, I mean, with this day and age, you're looking at rosters, you know, turning upside down every single year. And we brought in some key transfers. But to have the continuity of a guy like Terrence Edwards, who's been there 4 years, so he knows what I'm about to say probably before I'm about to say it. And then the bigger thing than that is he could tell the other guys on the team before I'm about to say it, so he can be a leader. And that's important. You know, you get to a point in the season where everybody knows everything and the prep, and it gets kind of tired and everything else, and it's got to be a player-led team at some point to be good. And many times he took the reins and he led in his way and did a good job with that.
Head coach of JMU, Mark Byington, is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When you talk about the transfer portal, we have seen legendary coaches just exit stage left over the past several years, whether it be a Jim Boeheim, a Coach Krzyzewski, we look at Saban on the football side. From your perspective, knowing that you could turn things around quickly, but then also there can be exits, does this make your job as coach more difficult or easier?
Well, the first thing is, you know, I think you got to embrace it. And I'm not sure, you know, and it's difficult. And the whole college basketball, college athletics got flipped upside down a couple of years ago. And our philosophy is, look, this is great for the student athlete. It's great for them to be rewarded. The transfer stuff can be scary sometimes because that all doesn't always mean better. I mean, there's a lot of guys who make mistakes, and when they should stay or they transfer out or transfer to a wrong place. But with us and our philosophy is just bring the right guys in. And we use transfers and we try to keep guys, but bring the right guys in. And we got to make sure that their number one priority is winning, because that's what this comes down to. It's a team sport. You got to win. You got to win together. And so we try to find that the best we can. And it's not easy. It is really tough for myself and a lot of coaches, but we found the right group in this one.
Well, Coach, when you think about JMU, there's so much growth with you on the basketball side. There's growth on the football side as well. How is the university helping support this turnaround in athletics?
Yeah, I think the university kind of caught fire, this year with attention. And one of the things that I always tell, maybe a professor on campus or administrator or somebody who's not directly in athletics is that if our athletics program is successful and we're national, then we can get to tell your story. We could tell the story about the biology department, the education, the business school, or the campus and everything. And that happened this year. I mean, our football team and us are ranked in the top 25 at the same time. And there was a period that it was cool, and I loved to see it. There was about a month where you would look on television and you see JMU all over it. And that's great for everybody here. And it's a special place, and they deserve it. And I'm glad it got the attention they deserve.
Well, Coach, good luck against Wisconsin this upcoming Friday. Hopefully you guys can keep on dancing all the way through. Do you have any words? Do you have anything that you want to share with the listeners in Harrisburg? If people listen all over the country, what do you have to say?
Yeah, go Duke. Keep rooting for us. It's a terrific group of guys. And I know your market, too. And we got them Atlanta guys to keep on coming up, because I look better when I got them on my roster.
Hey, listen, I'll try to send some folks on up. Just let me know, okay, Coach? I got you.
Yeah, you're my assistant coach down there. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, I'll take the title. Hey, good luck, Coach, all right?
All right, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Mark Byington, coming through representing for James Madison out in Harrisonburg, Virginia. I just had a cousin come out of there. I had another cousin a few years ago trot out for football. It didn't work out. But Hickey, did you hear that? Assistant coach, I'll take it.
You got called genius. Now you're getting the assistant coach title. Hope that comes with a pay raise, by the way, as well, if you're going to be doing multiple jobs. But you got a lot on your plate now.
Assistant coach, I think that comes with a little bit more money. Anybody that's been called genius, they called them crazy, and then they were like crazy at the same time, right?
That is true. Maybe you appreciate the genius later on. I think Coach just right there just kind of showed you that appreciation after you got called genius earlier this year.
No. I don't need genius. Genius sounds like isolated, crazy dude with crazy hair, although I did have a crazy afro at one point. No, I don't need genius. I like assistant coach. I like Atlanta assistant coach of the JMU Dukes, J.R. Jackson. I like it. I'll take it.
That's a mouthful. Yeah. Good luck putting that on a business card.
I don't care. As long as what I got to fill out now. I fill out is it a W4, right?
W9? There's enough lines on that, whatever it is.
W4, W9. I just got to get all set up with the tax man and figure out my salary, and I'll be good to go. I didn't know I'd pick up a job on the side here. You're rich, right? Now you're rich. Is it Rich Ryan Hickey? Rich Ryan Hickey.
I like that. That does. I do like the alliteration. So Rich Ryan.
Yeah,
okay.
Rich Ryan Hickey.
Sounds like you'd be a rapper. Rich Ryan.
Rich Ryan. Yeah, you could be. No, I get you a deal. No problem. I know a bunch of people. Get you a deal here. You come to Atlanta too. Rich Ryan Hickey. That's right. You don't want to be on V103?
I'll have people's ears bleed.
Nah, you could headline Winterfest. Give you a couple months to warm up.
All right. I'll get my thoughts jotted down now ASAP. I'll be like Eminem on the bus.
Oh, okay. Knees weak, arms are heavy, mom's spaghetti, something like that.
That's
okay.
Right. Well, I'll definitely mimic that. I'll get on the stage and get very sick and run right off. That's without a doubt.
Hey, listen, Dr. Dre just said Eminem is the greatest artist of all time on the hip-hop side. So there you have it. Not bad shoes to fill. Hey, thank you again to head coach Mark Byington, coming through representing the JMU Dukes. They're going to be taking on Wisconsin this Friday night. This is the first time that they've made it to the NCAA tournament since 2013. Good luck against Wisconsin. I'm checking out a lot of pundits who are saying, don't be shocked if JMU knocks Wisconsin off. I got no shame in my, well, let me relax. I don't need anybody yelling at me. Hey, good luck to JMU, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. At the open of the show, I told you that Clemson is basically suing the ACC to leave. They want to leave, pay less money to leave, and make more money in another conference. They're sick of it. Well, it's not the only entity looking for a particular agreement. I have an update for you as it relates to the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. I'm going to tell you about some of the All-Americans here in college basketball. We're going to talk about what the hell does it mean to be an All-American in college basketball. We have so much to get into.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Achoo. Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. Achoo. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. Achoo. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you so much to the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Mark Byington, for joining us in the last break. JMU is going to take on Wisconsin this coming Friday night. James Madison University, this is their first appearance in the NCAA tournament since 2013. And by a lot of folks that I've listened to, there's a lot of people looking for an upset, and they're not talking about it like an upset, only in regards to the seeding. JMU seeded 12th, Wisconsin 5th. A lot of people are waiting for Wisconsin to go ahead and get knocked off. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Next hour, we're going to have a conversation with college basketball expert John Fanta. He's going to come through and join us via Fox. And so I'm going to ask him specifically that. You know, what's the deal? Why are so many people, not everybody, why are so many people looking at James Madison in regards to an upset to go ahead and knock off Wisconsin? I know about the scoring and the up-tempo and the pace, but we'll get an expert's opinion next hour. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Milwaukee. Hey, Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I love the interview with the JMU coach. I am a big Badger fan, but I'm on your side. I'm very worried. It wouldn't shock me to see an upset. I think if Wisconsin played like they did in the Big Ten tournament, that's one thing. If they play like the team that played for the last month up to the tournament, that's another thing. They lost a lot of games. And 5-12 is always a breeding ground for upsets. So, yes, I'm very concerned about the game. I think it'll be a really good game.
So, but wait. I want to get your thought, because you sure as hell watched a hell of a lot more Wisconsin basketball than I did. Are you saying this? You're worried because of how the tournament went? They went ahead and knocked off Purdue. It took them to the wire to do so, and then they lost at the end. Like, why do you feel this way?
Well, I feel this way. If you look at the body of work for the whole season, they were like 16-4 and sixth in the country. And then they went on a real bad streak for a long time. They lost like 8 of 11 games and seemed to have gotten it together. I wasn't even sure they beat Maryland in the opening round and buried them. And, you know, Wisconsin in the past was a team that was winning games, you know, past years 52-47. And now they can score. And then they went up against Northwestern, who was a third, and they were a fifth. And beat them, and beat Purdue, who they lost to twice as early as last Sunday, and that's great. But I have felt for a while that Illinois, even though Purdue beat them, Illinois is the best, most complete team. I think the best player, not according to accolades, is Terrence Shannon and Illinois in the Big Ten. And when he got high for 40 and 37 points, I didn't think Wisconsin could overcome
it. Okay.
I thought they did very well, represented themselves well against Illinois. So that team, again, James Madison, I think is great. The
All
other
right.
team, the team that's lost, and James Madison is no slouch. I look forward to a very good, very tough game. I hope Wisconsin can pull it out, but I wouldn't shock me if they didn't, but I think they will. But the reason I called is this. Maybe you can clarify something for me. I'm pretty sure that, like, when they, you know, seat the four number ones, they are actually seated, you know, one, the first one is Connecticut, 1-4. And the lines, you know, 2 is, you know, 1-4. And I would think that the lowest 2 seed, like the 8th seed in the tournament, would play the number 1. I'm very disappointed. This is JR, I want your opinion. In my opinion, the 2 best teams in the country are Connecticut and Iowa State. And I just wish they hadn't put them in the same bracket so that they could have met somewhere in the tournament.
Listen, I would go for Houston, but I'd be lying to tell you that I sat down and watched enough of Iowa State all throughout the year where I can go ahead and tell you such.
But what about what they did to Houston? And that's only one game in the conference championship.
Well, they're not judging it off of what just takes place in a conference championship. They're looking at the body of work.
I get it. But I just would like to have seen Iowa. Again, that's just my opinion. You know, I understand Houston, and I give them all the credit in the world. But I just would have liked to have seen, just myself, Iowa State have a shot. And they're going to have a shot, obviously, at Connecticut in maybe the Elite Eight.
But in regards to Houston, they played them twice. We know they played them a couple of days ago. And then they played them last month, and so they went ahead and split. And I think and this is where the human element comes in as well. And this is the part that, look, the only way you can fix it is if you want to go ahead and expand it, which I think is ridiculous in and of itself. But they look at not just this year, it's who's top of mind and what have you done and what team is actually stronger. And it's a whole hell of a lot easier not to look at the Cyclones, but to take a look at the Cougars and just go, hey, this is the superior team, so let's go ahead and slot them in at number 2.
No, I understand the number 2 slot. That's not – I get that. They should be number 2 slot. I just wish they wouldn't have put them into the same bracket as Connecticut. I wish they would have had a chance possibly to hook up in a Final Four, a final matchup possibly.
Wow.
I'm going to ask you, who do you like for one, you know long shot, you know, like last year at Florida. How about St. Mary's of California?
But Mark, I have not watched St. Mary's of California.
Okay.
Mark, how many days of the week am I on air?
8 days a week. I know you're on a lot.
Yeah, Mark, I got the games on in the background. I'd be doing you in the audience a complete disservice. Like, for instance, right now, we got Wagner and Howard on. There is no way that I can give you complete basketball analysis on 68 teams throughout the course of a regular season plus conference play and
right.
then come on the air and then tell you, oh, yeah, St. Mary's on California. Like, Mark, this is why we got an expert in John Fanta who's going to come through and join us in about 30 minutes. I'm going to ask him the question that you just asked me. And somebody who watches all the games is going to be able to give you a little bit more insight, okay?
I think UAB's got a shot, but it doesn't matter. You're terrific.
I'm going to leave it at that. Mark, let me tell you something. Now, I could tell you a little something about UAB right down the road from me. I'm not all that high. But thank you for calling me terrific, Mark. Thank you.
You are. Thanks.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Milwaukee. Appreciate you. Hey, Hickey, how much basketball does he think I can watch? I'm one person.
It does sound easy. Like, oh, you're on the radio, but the game's in front of you. Like, you're obviously watching it. It could be on in front of you. It is impossible when you are talking for 4 hours to then also give your full attention to what you're talking about and also keep an eye on whatever game is in front of you. It's literally impossible to do.
And this is a little bit different. Hey, Sundays, you know what I can do on Sunday? I can watch all of the games, multiple games, all day long, plus the replays. I can do that, okay? Basketball. Before I moved to this shift, I was at every single Atlanta Hawks game. I would have been in the arena right now if they were at home. It's easy for me to just sit down and watch everything. But while I'm on air, you want me to watch games on the East Coast, which are basically starting at or around now, and then the West Coast, the games are starting right when I get off air. It's impossible, especially for college teams. Like, they're not even playing that many games, 30-plus games. Man, I got a better shot of watching 81 games in the NBA. The players really don't change year to year to year. Yeah, you get an influx of rookies, but the rosters don't change, or at least the players don't. Man, college basketball, that's why we got experts. We're going to have one coming through next hour as well. John Fanta is going to come through and join us. You want me to lie to you on the radio? No lies here, only the truth. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We do have one of the games. It started. I'm going to watch intently in the commercial break. Wagner is leading Howard 12-8. March Madness is underway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.